This is a meditation to support you to work with an inner polarization. Take a moment to be here. Close your eyes. Maybe move from one chair to another or lay down. Notice what happens when you pause one activity and deliberately shift. Take a breath. And another. I invite you to choose a familiar inner conflict, a push-pull that you're used to. Perhaps it's about how best to use your time, or a part of you that likes to do something that another part dislikes or disapproves of. Turn off the recording and take a moment to choose one, and then push play. You can do this pausing the recording at any moment when you need more time. Once you've chosen that conflict, I invite you to notice how each side manifests itself. Can you see both sides? Or are they more verbal, or do you feel them in your body? If verbal, how loud are they? What's their tone of voice? If you experience this conflict in your body or as forces around you, just notice that. As you listen to each side's arguments or sense the pull of each of them, if you're ready, ask them to give you enough space to get to know them better. When and if they agree, ask them to choose who will go first. Turn to the first one and pose these questions. Don't figure out the answer, just listen. In what way are you trying to help me? What do you want from me? And what are you afraid would happen if you let up even a little bit? Really listen, and then reflect back to the part what you've heard or sensed. Help that part feel heard by you. You may notice as you're doing this that the other one is pushing to be heard. Reassure it that you will get to it in a moment. Stay with this first one, posing the questions about how it is helping you and what it imagines would happen if it let go even a little. Listen until you sense it has been fully heard or gotten. You could pause the recording if needed. If it feels right, thank it for being so forthcoming with its perspective. And notice it taking that in from you. Now turn to the other one. Let it know you're here now to listen to how it is trying to help you. Just listen. Invite it to share its fear of what would happen if it was not quite so strong. Give this part all the time it needs. If it feels right, thank this one for communicating with you. Then bring the first one back and ask each of them if they heard the other one's goals and fears. Listen to their responses. And now ask them to consider, what if it's not their job to fix the other one? What if they could leave that up to you to work on? Notice how that lands in each of them. If you would find it useful, sit down and put these parts down on paper. It may look like two sides with their roles and fears listed, or you might write out the parts you noticed in narrative form or draw them. Pause the tape to do this. Then after you get it on paper, take a look at the pattern. Notice how you feel towards these two parts now. Let them see you get how hard they've been working. Let them know they're not alone. You're there to listen to them and perhaps provide some of what they need going forward. Stay with this as long as is useful. And when you're ready, take some deep breaths and come back into your room.